Hello, Saints. So today I have a topic. I actually preached it at the art fair we were just at, and you can check that out on Don't Perish, the street preaching page. But today I'm going to be talking about the yoke, the covenant, and the unaccustomed. And I'll start in Jeremiah 31, 18 to 19. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, "Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth." So when you look at oxen, unaccustomed to the yoke, they fight, they squirm, they walk every which way, unsure of how exactly to walk in a yoke correctly. When you look at a newlywed couple in a marriage covenant, adjusting to one another's habits, routines, and personalities, it never goes smoothly right away. Such is the walk with a new Christian, given the Holy Spirit by God, born again into the kingdom of God, seeking holiness and righteousness. We see the Lord make a comparison to the yoke in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And I love that verse because he's not talking about an actual yoke, but he's saying, yoke up together with me and walk along the way that I've made. I think that's awesome. And we also see he establishes a new covenant with man, like a marriage covenant, Mark 14, 24 to 25. "And he said unto them, This is my blood of the new testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And the ecclesia, the called out ones, being the bride of Christ, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, "For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." So yoked oxen walk together, working together to successfully move in the proper direction. A husband and a wife walk together, working together to faithfully carry out their marriage covenant. A man yoked together with the Lord will walk in the light as he is in the light, to move along the narrow path. A man in a covenantal bond with the Lord will walk with the Lord, working with him to faithfully carry out his blood covenant with the Lord. We see the similarities, and this is echoed all over Scripture. 1 John 1, 6-7. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." John 15:4-5. "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." At the start, it will be difficult, hard to understand or grasp completely, as an ox in a new yoke. But if the will of the man is to follow after the Lord and crucify the flesh, the Lord will be ever faithful. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." He desires that none perish, but you must be willing to take up the Lord's yoke, shedding your sin, to walk on the narrow path with him. John 14, verse 6. "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Hebrews 5, verse 9. "And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." I think this is an awesome topic. It's an awesome thing to preach in the streets, because it's a great illustration the Lord uses. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You shed your sin, the Lord gives you the Holy Spirit, Acts 5, to those who obey him, if you're willing to follow after the Lord, if you're willing to walk on the narrow path and be yoked together with Jesus Christ, going through a lot of tribulations, through much tribulation, we have to enter into the kingdom of God. The world will hate us just like it hated Christ. No servant is greater than his master, but I think that's an awesome illustration of a yoke. Walking together, two ox walking together in a yoke. And he's faithful. He'll always keep moving with us. If we keep moving, sanctification, we keep walking in the light as he is in the light, all the way to eternal life, we have the hope of salvation. And the covenantal bond is also an awesome illustration, the marriage covenant. And just walking together faithfully every day. We got to be faithful. We got to be faithful to our covenant. We can't just take a day off. I see some Christians out in the streets. They kind of take a day off of serving the Lord, take a day off of preaching the gospel. No such thing for biblical Christians born again by the Spirit of God. You can't take a day off of your marriage. Why would you be able to take a day off of your covenant with the Lord? It's just foolishness. But those are two great examples. I encourage you to dig into those examples in the scriptures because it'll help you to understand our covenantal bond with the Lord and the yoke that we're in with the Lord and why we can't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. We have to be yoked up with the Lord and walking with him, the truth, the light, the narrow way to eternal life out of the darkness. So I hope this blessed you today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.